Europe and the United States are where most advances in cloning and stem cells have taken place. But another country is quickly becoming a major player in the field. That's China. As reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro explains, China's efforts are starting to get some attention.
If you want evidence of China's rising status in stem cell research, look no farther than the State Key Laboratory of Reproductive Biology in Beijing.
This is the main place for my laboratory.
That's Professor Zhou Qi. His lab's on the second floor of a new building just down the street from Beijing's Bird's Nest Olympic Stadium. The facility's teeming with Chinese biologists who've spent time abroad. Zhou used to do stem cell research in France, but he came back to China 7 years ago.
Now many people go back to China to work because the funding, the collaboration really become better than before.
And the return of Chinese scientists has begun to pay off in discoveries, including for Zhou. Now, around the world, embryonic stem cells have sparked a lot of excitement. Scientists may someday use them to make replacement body parts and tissues, to cure diseases and treat injuries. But the field's also generated controversy because these cells have to be harvested from embryos. Zhou Qi wanted to sidestep the ethical concerns. Instead of taking stem cells from embryos, he wanted to make stem cells from bits of skin. Zhou did the experiment in mice, and it worked. His team took a skin cell from an adult mouse and converted it into a stem cell. They proved it could function just like an embryonic stem cell because they used it to grow an entire new mouse. Zhou's graduate student, To Man, says when this mouse was born, it was a big day for the lab and the field.
We just, wow, you know, that's the first one all around the world. During that time, we know that there's nobody could make this mouse.
Well, actually, there was someone who did essentially the same experiment and created a mouse from a skin cell. His name is Gao Xiaorong.
When the first mouse was born, we know we made a history, actually, in this field.
Gao also works in Beijing. He's at the National Institute of Biological Sciences, just across town from Zhou Qi.
Our paper and his paper was published online the same day. Actually, I remember that exactly the day, July 23rd, 2009.
The fact that these two Chinese labs produced the same important finding and published on the same day in two high-impact science journals says a lot about the state of stem cell science in China today and the global competitiveness of the researchers.
Chinese researchers are gaining traction in this field. Their publication numbers have gone way up, and they certainly have made some important discoveries in the field.
Dominique McMahon is a global health researcher at the University of Toronto who's written about stem cell research in China. She says China now ranks fifth in the world in the number of stem cell studies published in peer-reviewed journals. But McMahon says the country still has a poor reputation among some Western scientists. That's because in the past, much of China's work with stem cells occurred in poorly regulated clinics that tested questionable therapies directly on patients.
And so a lot of the researchers that I've spoken to in the West think these Chinese researchers are just injecting patients with stem cells and not going through traditional scientific rigorous techniques. But that's just not true.
China's growing competitiveness in stem cell science is certainly evident to the Chinese. Tao Cheng works half the year at the University of Pittsburgh and the rest of the time as science director at China's Institute of Hematology outside Beijing. He says it's no surprise why China's become such a major player.
The government has invested so much money for stem cell research, I think even more dramatic than other fields.
That money from the Chinese government is funding research projects, scientist salaries, and new labs and clinics. As for the two Beijing labs that reported the same finding on the same day last year, they're still working hard, this time to turn their basic research in mice into therapies for humans. Gao Xiaorong is working on a blood disorder called beta thalassemia. Zhou Qi hopes to develop a therapy for Parkinson's disease. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, Beijing.